You're listening to Mission Possible Radio Show, and I'm your host, the boss, RJ. And yes, I have to ask these questions, but before I do, you know, I have to give it up to the Creator. For I don't speak from originality. I speak from a necessity to give the world a good talking to. You know, it's really important that we talk to each other, and I love BBSRadio.com for the very idea that my voice and the words of the Creator can come over this stream and flow back and forth. Yes, I play these back and my heart soars as I know that when the judgment comes, I did my best. I did my very best to put my finger on evil, to put my finger on it and then to distance myself from it. You know, the question becomes, you know, really important for a lot of people. It's becoming quite evident as we begin to call for the impeachment of the President of the United States that perhaps we should call for the resignation of all members of Congress, both the Senate and the state. Everybody go home. Everybody abandon the federal government, for it's not supporting us, it's ruining us. And I'll tell you something, folks, it isn't righteous. No way is it righteous. This is so, so not like what we were meant to be. Oh, yes, Americans are speaking. Hi, Boss RJ am speaking. We have been handed, summarily, an opportunity to set the record straight. Should members of Congress voluntarily resign in shame? Should it be a humiliating thing for anybody to stand up and say they want to be president of the United States? There's nothing left, folks. The reality of it is there's nothing left. We are broke. We are so broke. All that's left is the deception. You say, well then, how could you be so calm and say, because I didn't put my trust in this government. You'll wonder where your money went when you put your trust in this government. Oh, yes, and as you are all behind the razor wire and we are coming to the edge of this here Trip City, USA, you can look up or you can look out. But wherever you look, you are going to see the doubt and the misery of those who did not put their faith in that which is the truth. Oh, we will be stupefied by the powers and mastery of the powers of the one that created us, that comes back to test this mess, to ask some good questions. Where's the love? Yes, Dr. Lynn Horowitz asks it in that DVD as we try to get and break the code as we begin to save our lives, as we begin to take flight. Hey, Gautama, this bird ain't got no wings. Why, you'll be censored from existence for saying such things, for we have wings to fly, folks, and we have the ability to create the world in which we live. Oh, yes, I want to give praise to the Idaho Observer. I want everybody to know out there, and those people who are going to be listening to this, that the Inside Hour and Mission Possible Radio Hour are really big fans of the Idaho Observer. And I'll tell you, there is the mainstream, and I'll tell you, there has to be the printed word. When you finally sit down, there's so many places you can take your laptop. But I'll tell you, there's everywhere you can take a good article and reprint them and save them and look back at them. For we are the prophets, for many have been sent with a good word your way, and many have you killed in a variety of ways, and others mocked and locked away, America. America, Monday morning, are you going to put your faith and stock in the God above? Or are you going to indenture yourself to Goliath and the beast? But I'll tell you, he has no power over me. I know that right and wrong, good and evil are incompatible with one another. In this matter, we can make no compromise. You see, that's the most important part about this whole thing, folks. As we begin to write this, oh, as you begin to ask for God's intercession, you cannot falter. You must be on one side or the other. There will be no teeter-tottering here. There can be no compromise with evil. It is true. Oh, yes, it is true that there are varying degrees of good and evil, but that only comes from the perception and that which man puts out, you see? For the absolute beauty and good is God. But this doesn't mean that we should worship God and mammon together. There's no way to do that, folks. I'm telling you, get light, folks. A lot of you out there listening to my voice know the truth of what your matters are financially. Are you paying just the interest on that loan? Have you even began to eat at that principle? Have you been able to whittle it down? Or is it becoming a monstrous, overwhelming debt? You see, they didn't have to drop a bomb on us, America. Oh, no. And how you feeling, America? You see, the boss has to take stake in what's left of center, which could be right. But as we go round and round and round, and visualize that Da Vinci piece called the Vitruvian Man, and see that square, the angles and the corners of that fixed world, and then look at that circle and how it encompasses that which is not edgewise, you see. It's true. We will survive. But will we want to? Oh, that's the question. You see, we have to understand that wrong is the negation of right, as light is of darkness. You see, if we can look at it in the physical world, then we'll be able to understand it in the spiritual world. You see, it goes back and it goes forward. I see. Do you see? I see you. I want that to mean I see you, not in an intensive care unit. Oh, yes, the boss has to speak. You know, I had a friend tell me, I said, what are we going to do tonight? I said, I'm going to talk. I'm going to talk because I have to tell you something. We are in for some serious times, folks. They're getting ready to eliminate the vitamin company. They're getting ready to take away our supplements, and still the Congress sits and scratches its head and does as it wishes, which is to do the beast's wishes. Our Congress is scared to death. What do you think they're scared of, folks? What do you think they're scared of? They're scared of being found out. That's what they're scared of, being found out. Why? Because they didn't choose the righteous way. And now here we are, America, speaking out against wrong distancing ourselves and recognizing evil and not worshiping the power of darkness that we see through it all, and still we stand and we speak. Those of you who still want to know about 911 and get talked bad about in the peace movement, you know you're not in the peace movement. When you can't speak, when you can't demonstrate within the peace movement what it is that brings you to the table, and you have people pointing at you and saying, we don't want to talk about that now, distance yourself from that evil, for we must talk about it. We must, you see. Hitler didn't want to talk about it, and Bush doesn't want to talk about it. He had no mandate. We wasn't going to get all upset about taxes. Oh, but he had a whole card. He had a father. He taught him, I can manage crisis. Here, I'll just throw a couple of situations. You know, you all go back to James Bond and all of that. You watch all these movies. They even went to the trouble of doing Casino Royale again. But you don't seem to get it. They are messing with you. And they are messing with you. Yeah, I hope that you enjoy this. I hope that you will understand, and I'm putting these down. This is kind of like the time capsule for me. I play these backs with my friends here, and they are affected by it. So, you know, you have to do the work in order to get your proof. That's what the math teacher always says, you know. I always wonder, why the math teacher always want to see my work? Because that's the all. He wants to know how I got there. She wants to know how I arrived at the truth, you see. It's not so important that we know what the truth is, but how we also arrived at it and where we got it from. And, you know, every book of Revelation, every book that comes down the pike has to do with some type of mission for somebody. But we always seem to come up against that arrogant superiority complex that seems to say, what is it? You know, what is it that's stopping everybody from worshiping the true God and nobody but God? And then the one that we have that is doing this can never be trampled on. You see what I'm saying? You can never be trampled on. I'm 55, still alive. I regret nothing. I remember when Erickson did that. Where everybody rides a carousel. You know, you got all these stages of life. When you get up to be about our age, they had one that was called Integrity versus Regret. You see, America, world. You know, can you take stock and inventory of your life and where you've been? And do you have integrity or do you have regret? You see, this is what I'm talking about. The mission is possible for any time, and any time your true test comes down, you have the opportunity before it's too late to repent and change. You see, America, that's what we have to do. And you can't see Bush on his knees. You can't see Cheney on his knees. You can't see these men bowing their heads in shame and saying, we've been wrong, we've been selfish, we've been bad boys, you know. You play back, but I have all kinds of songs. We can sing it to them. These men are not of us. They have gone so far over the edge that there's no talking to them. We must distance ourselves. We must take away their power. We must take away their juice. We must take away their toys. That means we must take away their office. We must take away their gun, which is the Pentagon. And we must take away their hold over the people. This is the truth. That's why we're asking you all to stop eating all that junk food. Stop saturating your minds with all that sugar. Stop dulling yourselves with all those drugs. You can't hit yourself over the head with a hammer, throw the hammer away, and expect it to stop hurting. You can't even get impeach Bush and expect America not to suffer. You see, this thing that we have created, that Truman, when he, as president, was leaving office, was trying to tell us, and Eisenhower, as he watched it grow, tried to tell us, and then after that, the president stopped telling us anything. Everything is just rosy, but we know it's not. When you go to the gas pumps, You know it's not when you go to the bank and try and get a loan. You know it's not when you try and get a credit card. Now, you know it's not when you try to get on some kind of assistance. You know it's not when you're standing on long lines, and when you get to those lines, they tell you you're on the wrong line. It's not when all the rivers are drying up. You know, Brother Bad, we got our show last week for the listeners that were listening. He was telling it like it. T-I-S. The boss has to say it. I give all praise to Brad. He's going to be coming on in the last 15 minutes. He's going to be telling you about what France and what Germany is doing with their money, because America, they're getting ready to bankrupt us. Now, I mean, one day when you walk to the ATM and you put that card in there and nothing comes out, and then you have to walk inside that bank, but the bank ain't open because the bank says it's closed because there's no more money to prevent the run, because there is no money. You see, there's no money. You see, that's what I'm trying to tell everybody. We have been living on borrowed time. It's going to make the back of your head stand up. It's going to make you wonder, why do I bother getting up and go to work? This is why people are starting to sabotage America. This is why you're starting to see things in the news, and you can start to read it in the news. You see, you got to get to the news because it's coming out fast and furious, folks. It really is. It tickles me to death, you know, sometimes, or to life, to see it all fall apart, knowing that with faith in God, we will survive. I can't doubt. Now, I have 15 minutes or 17 minutes into my show or so here, and I'm expecting a call from Happy Oasis or Laura Fox for the Raw Spirit Fest. I'm telling you, folks, it's happening. We want you to be there in Sedona. We want to make a statement. We need to get together. They have we must make a demonstration, because I said a long time ago, I said the world is going to turn vegetarian just naturally, because we're going to have to start competing with the cows and with all the stray animals out there, because we're going to want to eat what they're eating, because what they're growing now for us to eat, we're not going to want to eat for fear that that will create something in us. And see, the fear there is what's going to get us when they get us all excited about these GMOs. I've talked to you about this stuff way back in April. Now it's just like everywhere you talk about depleted uranium and GMOs, they go together. Genetically modified foods and radiation in our soil and in the air and in the water, they all go together. AIDS is just another form of aplastic anemia. Oh, my goodness, folks. They've been known forever that certain viruses cause cancer. They've seen it. And see, like I told you, these men that we have in power and this Congress that doesn't want to see it and all the people that are running. And I'll tell you something. I hope that beep is Happy or Laura.
Indeed it is. Good tidings, Roxy. How you doing?
Oh, you know me. I'm in the middle of my talking to America, letting them know that there's hope, but we've got to be educated about what we put in our bodies. I was just talking about the correlation between the news that we have about depleted uranium and genetically modified organisms in our food sources.
Oh my, do we have some educational, entertaining opportunities ahead of us.
Well, go on ahead. Everybody listening to Happy Oasis, it's 6:19. I'm going to have you on the clock. This is Take 5 for Raw Spirit Fest, and you're talking to Happy Oasis. And Happy, you got the Take 5.
I'm so grateful to be here with you, feeling jubilant, in love with life. Truly delighted. Absolutely fabulous. Thank you once again for inviting me back, Reverend Roxy.
You're welcome. I want to know something. I got the newsletter, and I know that Laura has launched her radio show. I want to hear all about it. You got some particulars so that we can tell the listeners where they can listen in and everything?
Indeed I do.
Go ahead. Start off with that. You know I love the radio medium.
Well, I don't have all of the particulars yet, but we're working on it. It's Sedona Talk Radio has just called and invited us to join them and to create our very own show called Raw Spirit. And that Raw Spirit show will air next Tuesday at, I believe, 6 p.m. Arizona time, which is the same as California time, and that's all I know so far. So I'll get those call numbers to you next Sunday. And so that's going to be an hour-long show, I believe. And every week there's going to be featured guests. I think I'm going to give the 5-minute update, but it's actually Laura Fox's show. She's our Director of Marketing Miracles, And also, we have a new press and media page. And now I can say that we are associated with media partners, fantastic media partners, foremost Rev and Roxy, who are blissing forth with radio shows, TV shows, movies, online internet shows, also magazines and radios, both paper and online. And so the world is finding out, thanks to people like Rev and Roxy, about the Raw Spirits Festival, which is the biggest raw vegetarian, healthy living, eco-sustainable solutions, peace on earth, celebration in creation for the year 2007. And this event, you've got to be there. Come join us in October, October 12th through 14th. That's a weekend in spectacular Sedona, Arizona. The scenery at the resort alone is well worth the plane fare. It is so beautiful. So I'd like to tell you a little bit about what's happening. Besides the fact that there are going to be celebrities from around the world, if you go to rawspirit.com, you will see over 50 presenters and world-class musicians who are going to let you in on the tips and secrets of the greatest and the latest insights from the ancient wisdom to the newest findings in eco-healthy living. There are going to be 250 educational vendors booths, which have officially sold out. And if you would like to double up with someone, check on the website, and you're welcome to do that. As many people as would like to be at a booth are welcome to join. The other wonderful news is we have indoor and outdoor stages with ongoing, dynamic, interactive talks. Sacred exercise area, if you'd like to learn about or to continue your practice in Qigong, Tai Chi, meditation, nomadics, a variety of yogas. Also, ongoing interactive, playful workshops, food demos from the world's top demo chefs. All of them are authors, and most of them are leading in schools and our classes around the nation. Also, children's programs. This year, it is going to be highly entertaining. Every hour, there are new teachers at our children's programs. So this year, we're really welcoming as much as we can the next generation of raw vegetarians, because they're going to be tomorrow's leaders, of course. World-class music, dancing. Everybody loves to dance. And if you don't love to dance, it is so much fun. And the idea of this is, what? How can we create world peace? The more creative we can get, from dancing to singing to art to scientific inventions to creatively living in harmony, creative communication, the closer we're going to tap in to the profound place of our own inner peace. And from that place, then we will express and exude and radiate peace to every being that we encounter. So we are truly grassroots. And just, but you know, every blade of grass soon creates meadows around the world. And we are the 100th monkeys that are going out, thousands of us, around the world. And this is so much fun, because we are a powerful force to be reckoned with, because we are healthy and growing ever more healthy, because we are gathering together in humbleness, in love, in truth, in inspiration for one weekend. And that one weekend is only the tip of the iceberg of possibilities, because that one weekend represents the explosion that is going to occur after that weekend when everybody goes home. That's when the festival really starts kicking. So we also have a leadership sharing circle, and that leadership sharing circle is precisely for this, so that we, the young leaders, the new leaders, the leaders who've been around, can discuss how we are going to be leading this group, leading the raw spirit movement around the planet, so that we can create peace on earth, inside our own heart, inside our own home, and spread it organically.
Well, you know that 5 minutes
at a time.
I'm gonna let you finish up by letting everybody know where they can. Isn't it go fast?
So it's at in Sedona, at rawspirit.com, and that's Sedona, Arizona, October 12th through 14th. And this week, a number of celebrities joined us, And if you'd like more information, then just go to rawspirit.com, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the Raw Spirit Festival. Thank you. Love you, Roxy.
Hey, Happy. I'm going to be listening on that radio station. I want to wish you all good luck. Break a leg.
All the best.
All the best to you, too, honey.
Bliss forth. Cheery bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was Happy. I'm telling you, I'm serious about that Raw Spirit Fest. It's going to be like the Woodstock or the food stock or the raw food stock of America. And like I said, you don't have to be raw. But that weekend, we're going to act as if, and we're going to interrogate all them people that are so that we can see how it is they do it. Because like David Wolf says, hey, you don't have to be all anything. And just like the Buddhism, you don't have to be all anything. It's all about balance. But to know and to understand how a lot of the different natural roots and grasses and things that are right at our fingertips can help us and save us from the pharmaceutical, petro-pharmaceutical, military-industrial complex. You can see that Dr. Lynn is rubbing off on me, and you can listen to Dr. Lynn on Insight Hour with yours truly, also known as Reverend Roxy, on Tuesdays, and at same time, same bat channel, 6 o'clock Big Island, 9 o'clock Pacific, and 12 midnight on the East Coast. Right now we're going to take a break. I'm going to bring up a BBS radio, and we're going to get Brother Brad on the line. Seth, take me out with a little BBS, because if it ain't mainstream, if it's mainstream, it...
Hello. This is Wesley Snipes. And when I want to get tuned in, tuned up, and not tuned out, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell, Health and Sciences Show on BBSRadio.com. Mary had a little lamb, Mary had a little lamb, and went off to the Pleiades.
This is Mark Marshall, and I'm proud to say that my music is being played here on the 24-hour music channel at bbsradio.com, where there's anything but the mainstream, and they truly do love independent music. You can find out more about me at markmarshall.com, and stay tuned to BBS Radio.
We're back. Oh, yeah. BBS, BBS, nobody is better than them. Oh, that doesn't rhyme, but what the heck. Brother Brad, you out there?
I'm here. Aloha.
Aloha. You know, last week we went over a little bit and we left our listeners on a cliffhanger, I would imagine. We were talking about how God shows his pleasure or displeasure, and we were talking about the earth changes in climate, but since I've talked to you and looked at the news, I think there's some more news we need to talk about here. Could you fill our listeners in a little bit on what is pressing and what is important?
Yes, this week, Reverend, I think it was mostly the economy, because just like as the NASDAQ went down, the real estate market is starting to drag everyone in, and all of those loans that they made when Greenspan gave us 1% interest rates to save our economy now are all going to be raised up. And it's really, I hope that we're going to be able to buy food, because the drought is continuing, and it's hitting into our food supplies, because that's going to keep our cattle alive and our dairy. Over here in Maui, I don't know if you noticed, our milk jumped to $5 a gallon. And ice cream went up, and that really hurt me. But
you need to stop eating ice cream, man.
I don't know. That's my only vice. But
we got to let go of all our vices. That's what I was talking about in the beginning of the. We got to distance ourselves from evil, and I'll tell you, no more evil than ice cream.
Right. And the climate model in, this week in USA Today, they say it's going to be a hot decade, and they're just telling us the water temperature is only going up a degree. But if you filter in the factor that all of this cold Arctic and Antarctic ice is melting and going into our water, no wonder it's staying at a it's not showing much of an increase. But the like we said last week, the glaciers are moving at 90 feet a day. It's a football field a day, and we're not even beginning. And this week it showed in there that India and China, we have unleashed a lot of new wood burning, and these people now have more money to buy more wood and more coal for their stoves to keep warm. So all of that soot is hanging over their country, plus the ash is coming up onto the Arctic, and we're just going to have to pray that the drought doesn't hit us. And now over here we're getting ready for our hurricane. It's going to be dry and then water, and then dry and then a lot of water, and it's always at the wrong time. And that's what we were talking about, how God shows whether he blesses a country is by when the water comes. And it, you can't look at the inch meter. You got to look at when it got there and did it all come at once. Pakistan is looking bad because they're losing control. That dictator, that president was put in there.
Sarif or something like that.
Yes, he was put in there by us, and they know that. And that country already has delivery systems for missiles, and they have warheads.
Them.
Yes, we gave them, like we said last week. So I'm telling everyone, just go out and buy a few cases of tuna and some powdered skim milk and do like the Surgeon General says. Have underneath your bed for every woman and child in your house, ooh, a lot of powdered skim milk and a lot of some kind of stable that'll keep you through. I know a lot of people are against tuna, but the one reason we got into dairy and beef so much was during the First and Second World War. That was a food that would carry you through. I'm not an advocate of killing tuna and all that stuff, but it sure is good. Would be have a can of tuna a day would keep you alive for a long time.
So. Well, I think just looking forward, I thought what you said last week was very much important. Is that I do believe that the new currency will be seeds, organic seeds, you know, because I've been doing some studies and looking into that as to what kind of seeds should we buy, you know, since
yes.
you said that, and we've been looking at seeds, we're growing organically, and I had a friend who went looking because she had the question. She says, if something's GMO, can it be organic? And if it's organic, can it be GMO? Either way you look at it. And for the longest time, we were sure that it was. If it's organic, don't panic. But now we're not quite sure because the government, the USDA, and everything else is now saying fudging. I guess it's called the fudge, where we may never know whether or not the seeds we are buying are GMO or whether they, unless we can do the test. But who can afford the test? You know what I mean? It's kind of like they set the game and then they set the rules, but they don't follow the rules. And then we're trying to follow the rules and see what's going on. But it's important that we know what's in our food source. Now, tuna's cool, but, you know, the oceans ain't what they used to be, you know, that's...
And they're, and we're mining them completely out of fish. It's amazing. Oh. And the way the Great Barrier Reef off Australia is dying, it's starting to turn white because of the temperature change. And if this isn't enough to wake us all up, but we've unleashed the Indian and the Chinese giant. We have got them rolling now. They're doing an industrial revolution like we did back in the early 1900s. They're just coming into their own power. We're not going to be able to shut them down, and they're going to get more cars. They want more. They want all of the steel, all of the concrete, and everything. And they're just growing now. That's what the run this week. The French and the Germans stopped selling on their markets because they didn't know how low our funds were going to go.
Boy, and that's what I'm trying. That was the most excitingly interesting aspect. Do you have the article?
Yes, it's in a the bank freezes it, and it's in Friday, August the 10th, in the first page of Section B. Bank freezes funds, market plummet. They got so many people that wanted to get out of all of our issues that were into the subprime loans, and all of that section is now plummeting, and it was going so fast they were dumping it over there in Germany and France, and they shut the market down because they didn't want it. They didn't want to buy it because they thought they might get stuck with it. And there was an influx, I think, of $128 billion into our economy. So that it was like they were making a run at us. And that is not good. They figured out that we're a debtor nation. All we're good at doing is consuming. And the other article says that they don't think that the consumer is going to be able to be the drive that gets us out. That's in Tuesday's USA Today on 1B. Pinch consumers may no longer drive economic growth. Financials markets are disquieted, I bet. So, you know, like I said, Colin Powell said, we're only as strong as we are financially, even militarily. We have to have finances. And I'm just afraid if the drought comes, our currency may get so worthless, we might not even be able to buy food. You know, we're importing a lot of food from China, too. And we can't even control it because they have no standards on what they're selling us. So I just tell everyone, please don't. FEMA showed us in Katrina in New Orleans is that they can't take care of large catastrophes. They're not very good at helping large groups of people. And that's what David Wilkerson in New York said. He was the prophet, I believe, one of the living ones. And his book, The Vision, he wrote one, The Vision and Beyond. And he said, I see 1,000 fires in every major American city, United States city. And the people said, how could that be? I told him, I wrote him a letter and I said, well, if there's rioting going on, the firemen won't go in there, the policemen won't go in there. So you could have 1,000 fires unanswered. And that would only come because our currency bankrupts. We find out we have no buying power except when we're trading dollars amongst ourselves. Everything else is skyrocketing outside of the market, outside of our country. And the people are going, oh, wait, you really sold us a NAFTA bill of goods.
NAFTA. Is there life after NAFTA? That is a good question, isn't it, Brad? Is there life after NAFTA?
And we're going to see. Like I said, I don't like Ross Perot, but he sure had economically. He was a businessman that could have closed up our borders to all of this influx of drawing our jobs and service out of our country. He would have said, hey, wait, if you want us to buy all this stuff, we're going to have to make it here. Otherwise, we're going to put ourselves in such debt that someday we may collapse. I think that's where we're at. I think that Greenspan stopped it because any country can run on 1% interest rate. You can save any country if you can just print money and throw it out there at 1%. And that's what he did. But now I'm afraid that the rest of the world is going, I don't know if I have too many faiths behind these dollars. I don't know. So,
but you know, whenever a message of God comes, you know, there's a lot of people who want to stand against it, and I know that worldly power has made all these people very arrogant, you see, as we came through the atomic age and they was looking at all those big machineries and spending all of that money, and all the worldly pleasures that they've enjoyed has really deadened Congress, has deadened senators, has deadened all the people who have been working and scratching for a living. It's just deadened themselves to the truth. So all we can do is keep on talking about it. I want to keep having you on, giving people, keep reading those newspapers. I'm going to keep having you on. I got a little something I need to deal with my listeners this evening, so I'm going to say goodnight to you.
Bless you, sister.
You know, but I always like to hear your voice, and it gives me a good chance because you are a prophet, and you haven't rejected this message of love and caring, and that we will continue for the true test of a progress in the spiritual life, which I know you are far advanced. The fact is that material wealth and influence is not where it's at. It's how close we can follow the Word of God and how close we can mirror the one who came to show us the power of the Creator here on earth,
Amen.
Which is that man that walked this earth that gathers us all together in the flesh, only to deliver us over to the Spirit. So, Brad, I want to say thank you. And if you have one more thing you'd like to say besides telling people about skim milk and tuna, I'm going to be putting away something else next week.
Sproutable beans.
There it is. I like the sproutable beans.
Bazookas, legal lentils, and peas.
You can make soy milk and things out of all of your beans. You can make milk out of your beans and make all kinds of things. So we got to teach people about drying. We got to teach people what to eat again.
Amen.
They've been on that junk food. So next week we'll be talking about that, and I look forward to hearing from you again. You just keep on calling. You hear me? And we'll keep on calling you.
Amen.
All right. Aloha.
Aloha.
All right. That was Brother Brad. You know, I love talking to that man. It's just like, I don't even know what he looks like, folks. But I know this. The man's got a big heart, and the man is on it, you see, because he's reading. He's keeping in touch. I can tell you, too, there is something going on in this here market, and it's like, hold your breath time. Now, for some people, it's, well, I don't play this. Well, I'm not in debt. Well, see, that means that you got the message, and you refuse to stray away from the righteous way. And that is why, when it comes, we'll all be stupefied by the power and majesty of the judgment, but some of us will not have to suffer as greatly, nor will we have to scurry and scramble in order to survive. Why? Not because we did anything to our fellow man, but because we followed God's plan. And that's what's most important, is that we follow God's plan. For God's plan is not false, and whereon there are people that will tell you that God's plan is false and that there is another plan, you need to just get away from stupid. I want to go back to the Idaho Observer. You know, I got the paper in front of me, and I'm always talking about it. You know, they got all kinds of things in here. Bush EO indicates that the White House plans to stay the course. But, you know, if you read, and I hope to one day meet Bob Woodward or have him on my show, because I got some questions for him, because I'll tell you, folks, you all need to just get the and demand that you get, and for those of you who have been listening to the Mission Possible show and also listening to the Inside Hour with Dr. Len Horowitz and me on Tuesdays here on BBSRadio.com, you'll know that I am staying the course on this one. I'm not going to get off it. Somebody lied and people died. Somebody sold us a bill of goods, and now we are in so deep. It's looking more and more like Vietnam every day. And Iraqians are so despair. But you know what's happening now? Not only are we going to mess around, we are now poised and ready to have them come to the country. So now Bush is bringing Iraqians into the country, which is cool, you know, because we need to hear from them. But who's coming? That's what's real important. And I think as Americans, we should know each and every Iraqi and ourselves personally that's coming so that we can keep tabs of them. Because this is just how the Saudis did it. You know, we let them all in and gave them special training. This is how we get all the intelligence people that we've been using over there, over here in this country, to live the good life. They get a little asterisk next to their name. Food additives. You know, I'm reading here in the Idaho Observer, and like I said, you go to idahoobserver.com or .com. Yeah, www.idaho-, there's a hyphen in between observer.com. But if you just type in and search it, the computers are very intelligent. They'll get you there. You'll arrive. They're not going to have an August issue. We need to start helping these people. You need to send them some money. It's so incredible. $2 for a newspaper, and you can subscribe. He needs subscriptions so that they can keep doing the work. And if you have articles, they're also looking for people to submit articles. But I'm looking at this in the front page. You got, should the members of Congress voluntarily resign? Of course they should. They should have a long time ago. We should have called for all of them. They're not doing their job. They're not checking and balancing. They're shucking and jiving, and we know it. There's another article in here about food additives and whether or not they're creating problems. We've known this for a long time, but we preach it to the choir when I be on BBSRadio.com. Ain't nobody out there eating blue food, I hope. The boss will certainly get on you if you eating blue food. Boy, ain't nothing worse in the world than blue food. I don't even know how they could have even passed that, so you know ain't nobody really working. You know, then they're looking and see, yeah, you guys got to know. But these are the kind of questions I don't never want to have to answer. Do you have an autoimmune disease? Everybody's got an autoimmune disease. Man, they used to spray. They got viruses. You get viruses. They got mercury in your fillings, and they got mercury in this. And hey, yeah, well, like I said, AIDS is another form of aplastic anemia. Mm-hmm. And the new world order is coming into view. They are all ready, poised and ready to act in the name of stupid. And I tell you, y'all know, those of you listening to the Mission Possible radio show, you know, when I say stupid, I don't mean Bush. I'm not talking about, so in case they come and carry me off, I don't mean Bush. I mean Satan, who Bush must worship, because he certainly has gone through all the machinations. He don't look nothing like God to me, nor does he look anything like Jesus to me. He looks more like Herod. He looks more like Goliath. He looks more like a lot of things. The Department of Defense is spending money hand over fist. They're telling us that it's going to $12 billion a month. You know how many Manhattan projects we could, you know? This thing got to stop, folks. As of July 9th, these are the claims. And the surge, the new surge that's coming, it's going to cost us about $450 million. This man is out of his mind. He done bought his property in Paraguay, and he's ready to retire. And I want everybody in America to remember this. There's nothing in the real rule book that says that they can't run this government from someplace else. And the way they do that, it don't have to be in D.C. It could be in San Clemente. We know that. We've had Western White Houses. Why couldn't he go south of the border and run the government from down there? Even when JFK became president and Nixon thought he was going to be president, they let him still run the CIA. That's how they were able to get to him. And don't forget now this whole thing with the vaccination liberation. All these people, Don Harkins and Ingrid Casal of the vaccination liberation, they're getting ready to get the big kudos this year. Oh, yes, they're getting ready to get the big kudos because they're the ones who were right. And all you people who had a chance to listen to them and not vaccinate your children, well, get ready because you're going to have to pay exorbitant bills as they come down with leukemias and all other kinds of things. You can save yourself. Here in Hawaii, they don't accept religious exemptions from vaccination, but blood, foreign blood, and when I tell you that they make these vaccinations from the blood of black folks, and white folks that are diseased, and then they use it, they need them as hosts, and so they use them, and it's a dirty business, and it don't do what it says it's going to do, and all of these diseases are still with us. So man may think he's clever, but God, you cannot fool God. God is all good, and God, when you choose evil, you go the way of the doom of Satan. You see, you get distance from God, and you don't get to enjoy all the goodies. Now, the reason we still talking about this vaccination, because, yeah, you have babies and you vaccinate them, and then things happen. Well, it's an accident. They never accept personal responsibility, and that's what's going to be their downfall. Because science is science and truth is truth, and a whole truth is a whole truth, and a half truth is nothing more than something less than the truth, and so therefore it must be a lie. This is what I say. This is Boss RJ. This is me in the flesh speaking to all of you out there and to those of you who listen to my shows on DVDs and CDs during the week. I want to thank you for knowing that I am not pulling any punches. I'm a nonviolent individual, so everything that I do that is a knockout punch has to be spiritually, and only because God sends that long arm out there to smack you psychically silly to wake up for Monday. We cannot squander not one more moment in the trust that this government is going to do something good for us. This government is out to protect big business and its own little arse and no one else. And so now it's important that you all do the same. Arm yourselves with the truth. Pay your bills. If you have something that you can do, reduce your credit, try and whittle down all of your responsibilities. Learn to breathe deeply. Don't believe the hype. And folks, please, please, please respect God and the God that is inside of you. don't spend your entire life in adversity and perversity, you won't be able to make it. You see, you got to be able to keep up. And all goodness attracts goodness, and all goodness is surrounded by the good. Evil is our enemy and should be treated as such. Evil, it is really a foreign thing to our nature. And if man love evil, then man has distanced himself from God, and the personifying spirit of evil may be those who are leading themselves to damnation, and they can't stop themselves. So do not allow yourself to fall into the snare of this which they are putting out. We all possess the breath of life, and we all deserve to live. We are all possessed of a soul, and we must now seek God as our goal. Yes, the boss does believe in God. Oh, yes, I have to. I don't believe in governments. I don't believe in man. I believe in God. Strengthen yourselves in that, folks. Strengthen yourself in the knowledge of this, folks. I'm going to take you out with a nice little bit of music. This has been the Mission Possible Radio Hour. I'm your host, Boss RJ. I look forward to talking to you next week. Same time, same bat channel. You want more of what we're talking about and guidance for the future, you can listen to the Inside Hour on Tuesday, same time, 6 p.m. Big Island, 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 midnight. And I'm going to take you out with a little bit of non-mainstream music that I think most of you will get a kick out of. Up, it didn't come up. I don't want dead air. I'm going to try and do this so we can get into it. All right, everybody, have a good week. I'll see you soon. I'm going to take you out with a little bit of Like Humans Do. Yeah, I like this song. I might have to pay the rights on it. But David, if you ever hear it, no, it was flattery. It was flattery. Hey, Seth, this show is completed. Take me out with a little bit of that there beautiful Wesley Snipes. I love you. See you all next week. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm going to get tuned in, tuned up, and not tuned out, I listen to Dr. Fred